Hour 13, question 1. Tiddlywinks, pickup sticks, and whack-a-goth are fun games to play around the house. And now the newest of play-at-home games arrives, Kitchen Floor Hoops. What is the first and last name of the fictional character who claims to have invented this exciting game?
Symbols on her fingers entering through the door. Ruby glistening from her navel, shimmering around the floor. Bells of beef go ting-a-ling-a-linging, going through my head. Sweat is falling just like a teardrop running from her head. Now she's dancing, going through the movement, swaying to and fro. Body moving, bringing back a memory, thoughts of long ago. Blood is rushing, temperature is rising, sweating from my brow. Like a snake, her body fascinates me, I can't look away now. Stop, stop, stop all the dancing, give me time to breathe. Stop, stop, stop all the dancing, all I have to leave. She's moving all around the tables, luring all inside. But I know that she cannot see me, hidden by the light. Closer, closer, she's getting nearer, soon she'll be in reach. As I enter into a spotlight, she stands lost for speech. Stop, stop, stop all the dancing, give me time to breathe. Stop, stop, stop all the dancing, or I'll have to leave. Over tables, spilling all the drinks. Can't they understand that I want her? Happens every week. Heavy hand upon my collar, throws me in the street. Stop, stop, stop all the dancing, give me time to breathe. Stop, stop, stop all the dancing, or I'll have to leave.
Phones down in the back, phones down in the back. Hour 13, question 1. Tiddlywinks, pickup sticks, and whack-a-goth are fun games to play around the house. And now, the newest of play-at-home games arrives, Kitchen Floor Hoops. What is the first and last name of the fictional character who claims to have invented this exciting game? The answer, Axel Heck. The answer, Axel Heck. Hour 13, question number 2. A big screen flick is the story of a screenwriter who is suspected of strangling a hat check girl he had not been seen in the company of. She was later murdered and thrown from a moving car. The screenwriter is ultimately exonerated, but not until a relationship is ruined. What is the name of this movie? Once again, a big screen flick is the story of a screenwriter who is suspected of strangling a hat check girl he had been seen in the company of. She was later murdered and thrown from a moving car. The screenwriter is ultimately exonerated, but not until a relationship is ruined. What is the name of this movie? Good luck, trivia players.
Devil with a two-step, 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 two
says I got the fever, but I can't say it. Dr. Skinner, she's not too bad. She's a real humdinger, and I like the mighty fact. Devil with a thriller, thriller.
Hour 13, question number 2. A big screen flick is the story of a screenwriter who is suspected of strangling a hat check girl he had been seen in the company of. She was later murdered and thrown from a moving car. The screenwriter is ultimately exonerated, but not until a relationship is ruined. What is the name of this movie? Phones down in the back. Hour 13, question number 2. A big screen flick is the story of a screenwriter who is suspected of strangling a hat check girl he had been seen in the company of. She was later murdered and thrown from a moving car. the screenwriter is ultimately exonerated, but not until a relationship is ruined. What is the name of this movie? The answer, In a Lonely Place. The answer, In a Lonely Place. Hour 13, question number 3. What is the name of the medicine which was advertised in print advertising as first aid for pregame, halftime, and tailgate stomachs? Hour 13, question number 3. What is the name of the medicine which was advertised in print advertising as first aid for pregame, halftime, and tailgate stomachs? Good luck, trivia players.
Surfing with me. Don't be afraid to try the newest sport around. Busty Buzz, Busty Buzz Sound. It's catching on in every city town. You can do the tricks a surfer do, just try it. Quasimodo or the coffin too. Why don't you grab your board and go sidewalk surfing with me? Wipe out when you first try to shoot the curve.
Busty Buzz, Busty Buzz Sound. Taking gas in a bush takes a lot of nerve.
Hopscotch for that and pedestrians too. Bucket, shark, eye, a bunk, and now escape right on through. Why don't you
grab your board and go sidewalk surfing with me?
Hour 13, question number 3. What is the name of the medicine which was advertised in print advertising as first aid for pregame, halftime, and tailgate stomachs?
Thank you. tested. I'd like to think that if I was, I would pass. But get the tested and get there before the grace go on. Might be a coward, I'm a creep, but I might find out.
Phones down in the back, phones down in the back. Hour 13, question number 3. What is the name of the medicine which was advertised in print advertising as first aid for pregame, halftime, and tailgate stomachs? The answer, Pepto-Bismol. The answer, Pepto-Bismol. Hour 13, question number 4. There are those who think that playing trivia is really dumb. However, new low standards of stupidity and depravity on game shows have been reached on a game show which combines singing with pain. A motto on the show is, there are no such things as sore losers, just sore singers. What is the name of this game show? Once again, there are those who think that playing trivia is really dumb. However, new low standards of stupidity and depravity on game shows have been reached on a game show which combines singing with pain. A motto on the show is, there are no such things as sore losers, just sore singers. What is the name of this game show? Good luck, trivia players. Hour 13, question number 4. There are those who think that playing trivia is really dumb. However, new low standards of stupidity and depravity on game shows have been reached on a game show which combines singing with pain. A motto on the show is, There are no such things as sore losers, just sore singers. What is the name of this game show?
Heading for the station with a pack on my back. I'm tired of transportation in the back of a hack. I love to hear the rhythm of the clickety-clack and hear the lonesome whistle, see the smoke from the stack. And pal around with Democratic fellas named Mac. So take me right back to the track, Jack. Choo-choo, choo-choo, jaboogie, woo-woo. Woo-woo, jaboogie, choo-choo, choo-choo, jaboogie. Take me right back to the track, Jack. Destination, but alas and alack, you need some compensation to get back in the black. You take a morning paper from the top of the stack and read the situation from the front to the back. The only job that's open needs a man with a knack, so put it right back in the rack, Jack. Choo-choo, choo-choo, chaboogie, woo-woo, woo-woo, chaboogie, choo-choo, choo-choo, chaboogie, take me right back to the track, Jack. Gonna settle down by the railroad track, live the life of Riley in the beaten down shack. So when I hear a whistle, I can peep through the crack and watch the train a rolling when it's falling a jack. For I just love the rhythm of the clickety clack. So take me right back to the track, Jack. Choo choo, choo choo, chaboogie, woo woo, woo woo, chaboogie, choo choo, choo choo, chaboogie. Take me right back to the track.
Phones down in the back, phones down in the back. Hour 13, question number 4. There are those who think that playing trivia is really dumb. However, new low standards of stupidity and depravity on game shows have been reached on a game show which combines singing with pain. A motto on the show is, there are no so such things as sore losers, just sore singers. What is the name of this game show? Answer, Killer Karaoke. The answer, Killer Karaoke.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi, available in your grocer's frozen food department. The Stevens Point Brewery, presenting Wisconsin's newest hard cider, Cider Boys Hard Cider, made by the Stevens Point Brewery. Welcome home. Our newest family medicine clinic on Hoover Road is now open and accepting new patients, featuring extended hours that meet your family's busy schedule at ministryhealth.org. Serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams. And the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, who remind you to buy local.
Hour 13, question number 5. What is the name of the fictional publication which includes the following sections? A Visit to the Alamo, Off to the Races, Frontiers of Space, and Bird Watching at its Finest. What is the name of the fictional publication which includes the following sections? A Visit to the Alamo, Off to the Races, Frontiers of Space, and Bird Watching at its Finest. Good luck, trivia players.
Law one.
Hour 13, question number 5. What is the name of the fictional publication which includes the following sections? A Visit to the Alamo, Off to the Races, Frontiers of Space, and Bird Watching at its Finest. Good luck, trivia players. Down in the back. Hour 13, question number 5. What is the name of the fictional publication which includes the following sections? A Visit to the Alamo, Off to the Races, Frontiers of Space, and Bird Watching at its Finest. The answer, Indian Corn. Hour 13, question number 6. A fictional woman's picture is in her son's office. Below the picture is the following caption: I just want you to be happy. What is the first and last name of that woman? Hour 13, question number 6. A fictional woman's picture is in her son's office. Below the picture is the following caption: I just want you to be happy. What is the first and last name of that woman? Good luck, trivia players.
Thank you.
Hour 13, question number 6. A fictional woman's picture is in her son's office. Below the picture is the following caption. I just want you to be happy. What is the first and last name of that woman? Phones down in the back. Hour 13, question number 6. A fictional woman's picture is in her son's office. Below the picture is the following caption. I just want you to be happy. What is the first and last name of that woman? The answer, Colleen Donaghy. Hour 13, question number 7. Coaches will go to extremes to motivate their team players. In 1989, a coach evicted her team from their plush locker room. The team members were forced to change in a cinder block room with folding chairs. What is the first and last name of this coach? Hour 13, question number 7. Coaches will go to extremes to motivate their team members. In 1989, a coach evicted her team from their plush locker room. The team members were forced to change in a cinder block room with folding chairs. What is the first and last name of this coach? Good luck, trivia players.
Botcha me, I botcha you, and everything goes crazy. Ba, ba, botcha me, bambino, ba, ba, bo, bo, boco, piccolino. When you kiss me, and I'm a kiss to you. Tra la 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 loo. Ba, ba, botcha me, my baby, ba, ba, bo, bo. Just say yes and maybe if you squeeze me and I'ma squeeze you. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-loo. Be-oo-bye-oh, be-oo-boo. Won't you botcha-botcha me? Be-oo-bye-oh, be-oo-boo. When you botcha me, I botcha you. And everything goes crazy. Ba-ba-botcha me, bambino, ba-ba-bo. Bo, boca piccolino, and then we will raise a great big family. Tra la 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 la. Me, I botcha you, and everything goes crazy. Bye, bye. Baccia me, my baby, ba ba bo bo. Just say yes and maybe for you. Squeeze me and I'ma squeeze you. Tra la 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 loo. Be you bye oh be you boo. Won't you baccia baccia me? Kiss me. Be you bye oh be you boo. When you baccia me, I baccia you. Come on, you kiss me, eh? Ba ba baccia me, bambino, ba ba bo. Bo, bo, co, piccolino, and then we will raise a great big family. Tra la 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 la, be you by, oh be you boo. Bat you me, bambino, bat you me. That's nice.
Hour 13, question number 7. Coaches will go to extremes to motivate their team players. In 1989, a coach evicted her team from their plush locker room. The team members were forced to change in a cinder block room with folding chairs. What is the first and last name of this coach? Good luck, trivia players.
We've already said
down in the back, phones down in the back. Hour 13, question number 7. Coaches will go to extremes to motivate their team members. In 1989, a coach evicted her team from their plush locker room. The team members were forced to change in a cinder block room with folding chairs. What is the first and last name of this coach? The answer, Pat Summitt. The answer, Pat Summitt. It's time now for music question number 1. Music question number 1 is snippets of 8 songs. You should use form number 1 included in the new Trivia Times to write the titles of the songs in the order they are played. Each of the songs is equivalent to a question, and points will be rewarded accordingly. The answer sheets are to be turned in to the 90 FM studios between 11 and 11:45 a.m. Saturday. Please remember to include your team ID number on the answer sheet. This year's music questions are made possible by grants from Shiro Tire and Service online at shirotire.com and Point Forward Physical Therapy Limited, moving you in the right direction. Located at 3217 John Joannes Drive, Suite D, Stevens Point, 715-254-3978. Here now is the trivia music question number one. Hour 13, question number 8. What is the name of the fictional undercover unit of the Justice Department which acts on these phases? Surveillance, recruitment, infiltration, and trackdown. Hour 13, question number 8. What is the name of the fictional undercover unit of the Justice Department which acts on these phases? Surveillance, recruitment, infiltration, and trackdown. Good luck, trivia players. Hour 13, question number 8. What is the name of the fictional undercover unit of the Justice Department which acts on these phases? Surveillance, recruitment, infiltration, and trackdown. Good luck, trivia players.
Rumors spreading around, United Texas town. about to check outside again. You know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you wanna go to that whole mile on the range. They got a lot of nice girls.
Down in the back, phones down in the back. That's the end of hour 13. Question number 8. What is the name of the fictional undercover unit of the Justice Department which acts on these phases? Surveillance, recruitment, infiltration, and trackdown. The answer, Special Operations Group. The answer, Special Operations Group.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery. Point Nude Beach Summer Wheat Ale is back in season. Portessi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portessi. Available in your grocer's frozen food department. Bank local with the Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank. Proud to serve the trivia community since 1997. 3601 Main Street. Serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams. And the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities. Vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable. Pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today.
Good morning with 90 FM News. I'm Connor Schulze. Volunteers are searching for a pair of wallabies hopping through Austria. Yes, Austria. The kangaroo-like marsupials, which are smaller than roos and primarily found in Australia, escaped from a farm in the upper Austrian countryside, about 180 kilometers northwest of Vienna. Thursday was the third day of the quest to find them. There are actually three wallabies on the loose. Owner Gabriel Schrammels says the female has a joey in her pouch. Austrians often express irritation at being confused for Australians while abroad, and Milnet for Australia occasionally surfaces in this Central European alpine country. Those Vienna souvenir shops selling T-shirts with the slogan, "No kangaroos in Austria," might have to start a recall campaign. I'll have a look at Central Wisconsin weather after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from Galaxy Comics Games and More, your dart and disc golf supply headquarters, 925 Clark Street, downtown Stevens Point. Phone number 715-544-0857.
In Central Wisconsin weather, it is 19 degrees. I'll have the top five teams, the point values from Hour 12, and question one of Hour 14 of Trivia 44 after Trivia Focus.
Where's the Trivia Focus? There's always supposed to be a Trivia Focus.
Hey, Doc, this is Dan Waterman from 90FM. Would you all be interested in doing a Trivia Focus?
Sure.
First question, what is your team name?
The Final Burst.
And is there any story behind that team?
Well, if you spend enough time on the internet, eventually you'll find a sexual act to name your trivia team after.
Can you describe what the act is?
It involves Axe, body spray, and matches.
What are you all doing to stay up this year?
Drinking Mountain Dew and kicking my friends.
How would you describe the Oz?
All-knowing, mysterious, Ozzy. Osborne.
If you were Pepe Le Pew, how would you seduce others?
With my glorious body odor and my amazing French accent.
I'm sure the axe helps out with that.
It does indeed.
Give me your best Porky the Pig impersonation.
Oh, that's all, folks.
Can you summarize this year's contest in three words?
Flaming axe organ.
And did your team do anything extra special to survive the end of the world?
We hunkered down and drank Mountain Dew in a dark cave.
So what does your team do to stay in peak physical condition?
We kick each other in our sleep. It keeps us awake.
But what is the tastiest radio station in the whole universe?
I think my team's bad at helping this one.
For Trivia Focus, I'm Dan the Waterman. Thanks for playing Trivia 44.
Trivia Focus is provided by Century Insurance, serviced locally by Point Insurance. Free, no-obligation reviews of your home, auto, and life insurance needs are available at pointagency.com or at 715-544-4665.
The winner of the grocery bag giveaway from Triggs on Academy Drive, Stevens Point, for Hour 13 is The Return of the Caucasian Invasion. To pick up your prize, bring your copy of the new Trivia Times with your team ID number label in it to the 90FM studios located at 1101 Reserve Street. Team standings as of Hour 12. In fifth place, with 1,795 points, is The Graduates of a Lesser God. In fourth place, with 1,885 points, is Tin Man. Tied in second